Great one, Alex. So, Alex, it was a busy day for the residents or the citizens of Tshwane. How did this whole process unfold with them having a brand spanking new mayor so suddenly?
As we know that Mayor Msimanga, or former mayor rather, he announced his resignation, and then in the last Tshwane council sitting, he obviously said he would serve his last day on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
They called a special council sitting today, and the new mayor actually was elected, Stevens Mokgalapa, and he was done so unopposed.
That is actually quite fascinating, and I'll tell you why, especially in these very interesting times in Tshwane, because Solly Msimanga as a mayor, I wouldn't say it was a runaway success for him as mayor. There have been very, very many questions around governance issues. There was obviously this massive tender for, I believe, Wi-Fi in Tshwane that was obviously very problematic for him. Of course, there was also a couple of other issues that had come up and started going in. Obviously, we had a director in his office, someone that was actually very close to him and working very close to him in his office, Stefan de Villiers, who had a matric, okay, and his only post matric qualification was, of course, a bodybuilding certificate, but yet he was working in the mayor's private office. Then we also had the story of Marietta Okamp, who claimed that she had a BTEC, if you can recall, and she was discovered not to actually be in possession of a BTEC, and he had to answer all kinds of questions around the fact that, listen here, dude, what's actually going on with the fact that you have this person? And she had to obviously subsequently vacate her office. So in other words, it's not as if Tshwane has been scandal-free. One would have assumed that the ANC or even the EFF or any other opposition party for that matter would have swooped in and tried to, I don't know, wrestle power away.
Well, I think, if we look at Nelson Mandela, we know that the EFF didn't put one of their own candidates up there after they removed Trollope.
Mm.
So they definitely followed suit and they didn't put a candidate up here. I think, in terms of the upcoming election, I don't think the ANC right now wants to take the head of Tshwane right now. I don't think they want to lead Tshwane because that might put them in another situation if anything goes wrong before now in the elections. So I think they'd rather stay on the opposition benches, see if they can pull apart the DA in Tshwane, try to build onto their current narrative going into the May 8 elections.
Mm. I understand that, but, you know, ordinarily one would assume that there would be. And I mean, I'm not expecting you to sort of look into the crystal ball, the proverbial crystal ball, and tell us what the ANC is necessarily thinking. But one would have assumed that this is an opportunity, a prime opportunity for them to strike. Because also we know that the Gauteng chair had a very significant role to play within Tshwane politics. So that is actually quite fascinating in itself. But going forward, I mean, do we know anything about this new mayor of Tshwane? I mean, I'm not a resident of Tshwane myself, so I don't really know much about him. Is there anything in particular that we know about him that that we can look forward to or concerns that we might have?
Well, to my understanding, he was a DA MP, and he does come from Tshwane. And he's already made some heavy statements. He has previously said that he thinks that service delivery was not up to par whilst Msimanga was in sitting. And he has said that he will now tackle that head on. But other than that, he doesn't seem to be a big name, not within the DA anyway.
Mm. And I mean, let's talk about the legacy of Solly Msimanga. So, I mean, I went through sort of all of the controversies that surrounded him during his tenure as mayor. Of course, he himself wouldn't want to be remembered only for those controversies. I'm sure in his mind, he would say that he did a decent job at the very minimum, especially since this is not someone that's vacating the office and sort of disappearing into the ether and retiring with a fat pension. Instead, what we're seeing here is this is someone that is aspiring for the highest possible provincial office. What is his, just by way, as a journalist, as an external observer in this instance, what is Solly Msimanga's actual legacy leaving Tshwane?
Well, I mean, it's really difficult to tell because I think there's just so many different angles to this. I mean, the DA will tell you a good story. The DA will tell you that they managed to close down on the debt deficit that they inherited from the ANC. They'll tell you that they managed to stop the smart meter contracts that were found to be irregular. And they built and delivered so many houses. Another thing that he might feel that is part of his legacy is they sold the mayoral mansion in Tshwane and used that money to build houses. But then, of course, if you look at it from an ANC perspective, they'll obviously bring in the fact that there were irregular appointments under his watch. And, of course, the GLAD Africa tender debacle as well has obviously come to the fore. And ultimately, may have been one of the reasons that he decided to hang up the boots.
Mm. And obviously, but I mean, as you said, the part of the problem is that they would want to emphasize on those strengths, because this man is, after all, running for the highest office in the province, that being the premier of Gauteng. What I just wanted to understand there, though, is, I mean, we know that there is a coalition between the EFF, and this is purely based on numbers, because the DA obviously don't have an outright majority in Tshwane, nor do they have an outright majority in any of the metros except for Cape Town that they're obviously running. Just out of interest, what role did the EFF play? Were there any discussions after before this particular process where, because we know that the EFF said that they're not married to the DA in terms of this coalition, but it is a coalition of convenience and a coalition whereby they want to ensure that certain levels of service delivery are obviously kept up.
Yeah, look, I mean, we know that as is in Johannesburg, is the same in Tshwane, the EFF, yeah, play kingmaker. They basically decide and swing the vote either way. We do know in the last Tshwane council sitting, the DA tried to get the city manager suspended once again on a new report that they tabled. And this time the EFF actually voted with the ANC not to suspend the city manager at this point. In terms of what happened yesterday, or what happened today, sorry, mm-hmm. It's understood that they always said, look, we'll see who they put up as a candidate, and if we like that candidate, we'll be fine with it. Of course, it would be clear that if there were backdoor discussions, that the EFF were happy with the candidate, seeing as it ran unopposed.
Particularly in that instance, I mean, doesn't this, and maybe I'm asking you the wrong question here in terms of the politics of it all and the principles of it all, but if you have an unopposed candidate, is that almost an automatic nod, or do you still need to take 50 plus one? Because obviously no, that would be a big question in this particular instance.
Well, that's exactly it. Because there was no other candidate to put up, he automatically becomes the mayor.
Mm. So obviously the way forward, let's look back at Solim Simanga. He's going to obviously now launch his campaign as the candidate for the premiership of Gauteng. I mean, based on, and this is from a journalist perspective, and I'm probably asking you to play the role of a political analyst. I mean, where does Solim Simanga fit into the grander scheme of things? Because again, let's be honest, Solim Simanga, even Herman Mashaba to a large extent, were seen as outsiders and had very little chance of winning the elections the last time we chatted, or the last time that we had an election, the local government elections. I mean, I think everyone and anyone that would have put money on it wouldn't have guessed that a Herman Mashaba or a Solim Simanga would be leading any of these two metros. Could we see a possible surprise turnaround in Gauteng for the premiership, or is Solim Simanga really taking a shot in the dark here?
I think it's interesting. I mean, if we look at the 2016 municipal elections, obviously the DA managed to make inroads by almost default because there was such a big stay-away vote within the ANC. And I think we could possibly see the same thing, yeah. I mean, if the Bosasa allegations are anything to go by, if this is, if this is going to be what people take into the polls as the first thing they think about, mm-hmm. then there might very well be a chance that the DA can take Gauteng. That being said, one would have to see whether the ANC voters are either going to stay away or whether they'll continue voting with the ANC as they have done historically.
I mean, it would be a fascinating exercise, but I think that also what we need to take into account is obviously the national political landscape has significantly changed, because our former president would have you believe, based on some statements that he made recently, that, you know, in essence, Gauteng was lost to the DA purely on the basis that the Gauteng ANC didn't support him. So in other words, what he's saying is that, guys, it's a like for like, because you didn't support me, you lost, as opposed to the other way around, you know. But the political landscape has changed with the incumbent being President Cyril Ramaphosa. It seems that he's singing the right tune for many, that he might be the one person that can bring back a stay away or errant votes. Surely Solim Simanga is not going to have the easy campaign that he had, or the easy campaign trail that he had as before.
You know, I don't know. I might disagree with that. I think it could be possibly an easier campaign trail. It's not necessarily the point of the DA garnering a bigger voter base. But if the urban vote has to look at the Mokoro inquiry, the Zondo inquiry, if these are the things they're going to take into the voting booth, there's a really good chance that they're going to decide not to vote for the ANC, perhaps just not to vote entirely. And, I mean, then, of course, we've also been plunged into darkness, and I see that's not sitting well with the residents of South Africa either. So this is what they're going to take into the voting booths come May 8th. So it's not necessarily that the DA are going to win because they've had a successful campaign, but it might be almost just a reimagining of the 2016 elections, where the ANC voter base just decided, well, we've had enough of you now, so we're just not going to vote at all.
I mean, just also another interesting one is, and I think that is actually a very important point that you're raising there, because we also tend to forget that we have Mfuleni or the Seribang region, and we, you know, we also have that Midval section where there's also interesting moves. It's not as if it's only Tshwane and Johannesburg that's DA-led. Midval itself is also DA-led, so there's obviously also those voters in those particular areas. Mfuleni and Seribang people are pretty fed up, and one never knows what could happen in those particular spaces either, as you said, where you could have a possible stay away with the up-and-coming elections, or people, you know, swinging the vote because they're quite frankly sick and tired. So I guess that we have an interesting time ahead of us in the lead up to these particular elections. But have we seen any campaigning yet, or has Solim Simanga completely and utterly dedicated himself to the office of being the mayor of Tshwane, and he'll only really start the campaign trail now?
No. He's already hit the campaign trail running. He's been doing a roadshow, traveling all over Gauteng, going to different townships, listening to people's grievances. So he's already hit the road running. He's been to all the major townships within Tshwane, such as Atteridgeville, Soshanguve, and Mamelodi. And he's also traveled around to the East Rand, into Joburg as well. So he definitely has hit the campaign trail. But as he said, one of the reasons, or perhaps the only reason, that he's decided to hang up his boots as mayor is because he wants to focus on the premiership.
Now, it seems that it's a very interesting journey ahead for Solim Simanga as the mayor. You know, coming to an end, he's now moving into the position of premier, of campaigning for the premier. It's very interesting. So what I'm going to do now, I think I'll leave it at that, Alex. One thing I really want to explore, though, with Tshwane residents is, what is the legacy of the former mayor, and whether people do feel that he did a great job? Because I think it's a very difficult litmus test. I mean, some days people are in awe of the man's work, and on other days you'd believe and swear that he hasn't done anything whatsoever for the people of Tshwane.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's it just really goes about who's looking and what are their perceptions. There is still a support base that says Solly's done a lot of good, but there are also a lot of people that said, look, nothing's changed. Some areas have worsened. We don't want the DA in anymore.
No, indeed. Listen, mate, all the best to you. Thank you so much for your time. And looking forward to the next conversations as we get closer and closer to these elections.
Thank you.
Cheers, man. That was Alex Mitchley. He's a journalist at News 24. Very interesting perspectives, and you know, sharing on the legacy of Solim Simanga there. I mean, I myself, as I said, and I conceded this, and you guys know it very well, I'm not a resident of Tshwane or Pretoria or those that particular area that he was in charge of ultimately. So I can't judge. I can't be the jury in this one, quite frankly. So I'm really dependent on you. Give me a call on 011-883-0702. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about the legacy of Solim Simanga, and especially in comparison to before. I mean, that's what we do in Joburg all the time.